The long and much-needed sigh passed my lips. I lifted my chin up to the warm tropical sun and dug my toes in the hot, grainy sand. I'd never been to the beach. Darla never took me on a summer vacation. She said that the tourists ruined the natural habitats, and she didn't want my images of Earth's natural beauty to be tainted at an early age, and that I had all my life to be influenced by outside forces she couldn't control when I became of age. But I couldn't help but think that she'd love being here with me right now. The crystal blue and almost white water was very calm. The small waves curled slightly over the sand, creeping up and hitting the tip-top of my toes. I smiled and glanced down the beach in both directions. No one was there. Just me and the white sand surrounding me, as far as the eye could see. Oscar? The flailing arms in the ocean caught my attention. Where was Oscar? Oscar! I pushed myself up to stand, not even worried about the hot sand that felt like a bed of hot rocks on the soles of my feet. The arms went under and my instincts kicked in. I dove into the vast ocean, surprised it was so deep as soon as I took my first step. Deeper and deeper I pushed myself, from the crystal blue into the suddenly turning black, dark depths of the ocean, with the arms of the man in sight. A bright orange light pierced the darkness and dove in a spiral around the man. The man's body stiffened, his arms out to the side, his head thrown back, and his eyes looking over at me. The water felt as if it had turned to ice. My body was still warm, but the man's glare chilled the space between us. His eyes were diamonds. I watched as the spiral closed. He was gone. The spiral was gone. I pushed myself up toward the surface. The ice surrounded me. It sucked the air out of my lungs. I pushed harder, fighting the heaviness in my chest. The light of the bright sun pierced the surface of the water. Just a little more. Push to the top, my mind told my body, but my arms were stuck to my sides as if there were concrete blocks tied to each finger. My shoulders moved rapidly back and forth. I kicked my legs. The light wasn't far, but the blackness engulfed me. Ugh! The animalistic sound escaped from deep inside me as I gasped for air. June. I heard the familiar voice and felt the strong hand stroke my back. It's just a dream. Just a dream. Open your eyes. Please open your eyes. When I tried to open my eyes, my inhale skipped down my nose and filled my lungs. The darkness filled with light as my body willed my eyes open. Oh, baby. Oscar pulled me into his safe and warm arms after my eyes found his face. His crystal blue eyes held concern. It's okay, he assured me. He rubbed his strong hand down the back of my head as it rested against his chest. The beach. The words came out in a raspy voice as though my mouth was filled with the sand that I had just dreamed my toes were in. There was a man drowning. That was all I could remember. My nightmares were so intense, I swear my body and mind blocked the memories. One problem, I knew over the course of a few days the memories would trickle back into my head and leave me with the memory of the full dream. And sometimes it was too late. I'd never had a nightmare where some part of it hadn't come true. You're just stressed, he assured me. You've never been to the beach, and you're not sure what to expect. But I promise. His heartbeat thundered in his chest. I pressed my ear closer to him. I promise we are going to have a wonderful time. I really think I need to take Mr. Prince Charming, I whispered and pulled away. I glanced around the room, looking for my fairy godcat. June. Oscar's head tilted. His hair was stuck up in different directions all over his head, and as black as a raven's wing. It's our honeymoon. Nothing is going to happen to us. I'm a cop. I can protect us. But, I gulped, knowing that whenever I had a nightmare like the one I had just had, something evil was lurking. But nothing. He pulled the covers back and pushed himself up with his muscular arms and got out of bed. I'm gonna get in the shower. Don't be late for the council meeting. I watched him disappear out the bedroom door. I waited until I heard the water turn on and the shower curtain pull closed before I reached over and rubbed the palm of my hand over the glass crystal ball of my other familiar, Madame Torres.
Who is it that you seek? Or shall I say, who seeks you?
The voice dripped out of the confines of the ball. I am open to who seeks me, or the danger surrounding my dreams. I could feel the fear in my voice as it trickled through my vocal cords. I closed my eyes and let all the sounds and the feelings of the dream drift away from my soul.